Today on Real Radio.
If Jesus is talking to his father, how do you think that went? Do you think he was yawning and like, okay, now what do I say? How great thou art. What else? In the beginning, God created. You think it was like, what? Don't you think it was passionate? Don't you think it was real? Don't you think it was intense? Even if it was silent, don't you think that it was absolutely of his every bit of his soul and being?
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative or gospel written by Luke. We're in a mini-series taken from Luke 6 and verses 12 through 26. It's a section that chronicles a number of key developments and telltale signs in the Messiah's ministry. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a mini-series called People God Can Use.
But you know what? He's a little bit more patient when it comes to us getting alone with him and learning to hear his voice. Jesus shows us how. And I want to know if you're willing to do this. It says right here in Scripture, that, and note it with me, that he went, verse 12, he went up to the mountain to pray and continued how long? All night in prayer to God. All night. All night. I got to tell you, at the first of this year, we got the pastors together, got all the guys together, and we didn't eat for at least 24 hours, and we didn't sleep for 24 hours. We stayed up, and we didn't eat. We stayed together, and we prayed all through the sanctuary. We prayed. We sat in seats. We sat in all the sections and prayed for all of you who attend these sections. We prayed throughout the courtyard. We walked around the property. Then we prayed in front of our police stations, our fire stations. We drove around to all of our schools, prayed in front of our schools. We drove around to areas and prayed. You know, you can do a lot of praying in 24 hours without sleep. And you know what the beautiful thing about it was? When we got done, we were not only excited because we never once ran out of things to pray about. That was an awesome thing because none of us guys went, It was just happening. God was in it. And by the end of our time together, it was extremely rewarding. It's awesome. Why? Because you could feel the connect with God. Now, Pastor, do I have to stay up all night to do that? No, but if you're coming up on some big, serious decisions, it ain't a bad idea to seek after God with all your heart. It may be an hour or it may be a day. It's a wonderful thing. God will reveal himself to you if you will choose or decide or determine to seek after him with all of your heart. You and I get into a lot of unnecessary trouble because we fail to seek after God. Jesus is going to show us a great example. And he prayed all night. Now you are going to be amazed. Get your pen ready. Get it ready. This is amazing. I'm so happy to tell you this. This is very cool. In the Greek construction of this verse, this is what it says. That Jesus prayed all night in prayer. Are you ready for this? Here's the word. Because the word means he didn't want to waste one moment or one bit of effort. What? He prayed all night so he wouldn't waste any time? Yes, that's what the word means. You mean he prayed all night so he wouldn't waste any effort? Yes, that's what he did. When Jesus prayed, even though it took you and I in our thinking all night long, Jesus said, my, I have got to make such an important decision about who these disciples, who these apostles will be. I'm going to seek my Father. Church, are you listening? I'm going to seek my Father. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get his mind, his heart on the matter. I'm going to get his decision. And that's what I'm going to do. And Jesus prayed all night long. And you see, Jesus calls you to follow him only if the Father has spoken your name to Christ. And that is what the Bible teaches. Jesus says, no man can come to me unless the Father in heaven, what? Draws him to me. Isn't that interesting? Jesus will say in many portions of Scripture, especially in John's Gospel, Jesus will say that the sheep that God has given them to me. I have lost none except the son of perdition. Interesting. God the Father speaks to Jesus about who these apostles ought to be. And God the Father, who knows all things, so does the Holy Spirit, so does Jesus. But when Jesus was on earth, God the Father was the one whom Jesus prayed to. Father, speak to me, lead me, guide me. And when that time came, when time was very important, because the evil days were approaching, an effort where the exhaustion of ministry was pressing, what did Jesus do? He stayed up all night and prayed. And he prayed again. When we're tired, pray. When we don't know what to do, we need to pray. And Jesus gets his answer from heaven and then is able to announce to the world that these are to be his apostles. The Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted on the earth. But we have to be still. Don't we hate that? Isn't it hard? It's a tough thing, but it's a great thing. And so we see that Jesus is praying. You say, man, all night long. Yeah, but you know what? In the presence of the Lord, you have a tendency to lose track of time. I've never, by the way, I have never, and I'm sure you can share with me, you've had people say, man, you know what? I should have prayed about that first. I should have prayed about that before I married her. I should have prayed before I bought that house. Yeah. I have never heard anyone ever say, you know what happened? What? I just prayed too much. You know what I did? I stayed up all night in prayer. That's what was my mistake. I've never heard it, not once. You seek the Lord, he's going to bless you. He's going to lead you. Pray. In Luke 21, 36, Jesus said, watch therefore and pray always. In 2 Thessalonians 1, chapter 1, verse 11, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 11, Paul says, with this mind, we constantly pray for you. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 17, the Bible says there, pray without ceasing. It means nonstop prayer. You see, you got to be kidding me. How can I pray nonstop? And you see, that's what we have to break. You might have a picture of Jesus up on the mountaintop kneeling down in the posture of prayer. I'm not knocking that. That's a good posture to have, but it's not the only posture to have. Could have Jesus walked around on that mountaintop? Yeah. Could he have laid down? Yep. Could he have stood up? Sure. Could he have stood still with his arms lifted and looked up to heaven? Absolutely. Pray without ceasing. It is not a position. It's a place. Oh, it's not a mountaintop. It's not just a mountaintop. It's your car. It's your school. It's your company. It's that shop. It's that house. It's that nursery. Where are you, Christian? To pray without ceasing is to be in an attitude of prayer. It's just the mindset that you decide, listen, that you decide now to adopt. I am going to do this. Lord, I'm going to take up this attitude of prayer from this moment on. And I'm asking you to do that now. To say, Lord, I'm going to choose to do that. See, what does that look like? Okay, tomorrow I'm going to work in the yard. It's my day off, Monday, work in the yard. I can start the lawnmower and think about what I'm doing. Now, look, if I can't mow a lawn now without thinking about it, something's really wrong. But what is it in your life? What are you going to do tomorrow? Whatever it might be. If I got to think about that, I need to pick something else. But for me, that's my place of relaxation. I'm doing that. I'm mowing. I'm going along. My mind is detached from the duty of the yard. It's my time to talk with God, and I have a great time doing that. That is praying without ceasing. It's an attitude, and it doesn't mean my mind or my mouth is going all the time. It just means that I'm walking in His presence, and there's a continuous, we would say in the 21st century, uplink of information and download of God's data. Hi, God. Hey, Jack. I'm here. I know. I can see you from where I'm at. And anyway, Lord, this needs to be done at the church. And what would you do, God, about this? And help me. And I just go off. And the next thing I know, I hear, Jack, what? And Lisa's calling me or somebody's calling me. I'm just there. And it's not, I don't glow. You guys, when I'm mowing, I'm not floating. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Look, everyone. It's not that. I'm sweaty, stinky, grassy. It's where you're at. Now stop. Some of you are laughing about that. That's. We can be in prison and be crying out to God and be in His presence when we pray without ceasing. It's an attitude. And Jesus is showing us that before we make any decisions, what a great place to go is into the hands, the mind, and the heart of God. Communicating with Him, we would say in these days of ours, on demand. What do you need? Pray. My biggest problem is the same as your problem. We don't pray enough. We make decisions, we go do things, we don't ask Him. And then we crash and say, what happened, God? Well, it would have been great if you would have asked me about it. But I kind of thought that this is what I should do. I want to talk to Him more. It goes a lot better. Another thing that I realize here in this verse is in verse 13, when I see that it's Jesus' desire to do the Father's will. It's Jesus' desire. That's His desire, is that to do the Father's will. The people that God can use, Jesus will call because God the Father will give Him the names, and we'll see that in a moment, but also this, Jesus desires to do the Father's will. The people that God wants to use, church, is you and I. It's us if we want to do God's will. If that's our desire. I don't need to give you the verses that you already know that are already in your head. Not Jesus said, when you pray, don't pray, you know, after assuming something to your flesh. James warns us, when you pray, don't try to consume something for yourself. And then, of course, Jesus prays in the garden, not my will, but thy will be done. And so it says in verse 13, and when it was day, that's kind of a beautiful thing. He prayed all night. He just prayed the daylight right upon the people. He called His disciples to Himself, and there must have been a whole lot of them. For it says, and from them He chose 12 whom He also named apostles. The word apostle is the Greek word that means one who is sent out or an ambassador, one who's going to go with an assignment. The word disciple is one who's a student. So you're first a student, and then God sends you out. Today, we would say that our missionaries, who, by the way, just got back yesterday afternoon from China, a great report, all of their covert deployments and their Bible smuggling got to all of the proper spots without detection. Amen to that. Nobody was arrested of the house church. Nobody was arrested from our group. They were sent out and they came back. And you may be a missionary here this morning and you're visiting. You've been sent out to communicate and to give the message. And so this wonderful calling of Jesus to expand the kingdom. In John chapter 17, verse 6, Jesus said, I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. See, the Father gave the disciples, gives the believers to the Son. They were yours, and you have given them to me, and they have kept your word. John 6, 65, Jesus said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. Do you want Jesus? It's because the Father has spoken your name to the Son, to the Holy Spirit as well. Isn't that wonderful? You know, well, I don't know. Well, whatever. Hurry up, Pastor. Let's go. We got to get to the beach. What? Do you understand that your name has been spoken by God the Father to the Spirit of God and to the Son of God? That's a wonderful thing. Okay. No. We don't pay our dues and we get our Costco card. I mean, we do pay our dues and we do get our Costco card. But that's something that's earned. You pay, you get. You lay the money down for this thing or you do that and you get your membership. That is not true concerning the church. That's not true concerning your relationship with God. Do you realize, what is your name? God spoke your name. Where were you running around? What were you doing? I was drunk at a party when I first heard about Jesus. While you were drunk in your sins, alienated from God, The Father says to the Spirit, go drive him crazy. Go get her. Go get him. Aren't you glad you were rescued from the world? When was that in your life? Man, it was great. I mean, I was sweating. I was scared. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew God lived at that moment. Man. He knows you. And you can't come to Jesus without the Father speaking of you. Matthew 11:27. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, Jesus said. John 6:44. No one can come to me unless the Father who has sent me draws him. Wow. John 5:19. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do or does. He mimics. He does the same thing. John 8:29. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Jesus not only hears the Father's voice, and so should you and I, but Jesus is committed to doing the will of the Father, and so should you and I. Wouldn't you love to hear Jesus pray? Wouldn't you like to have been like a little mouse up there sitting on a rock listening to that? Now, I know you're going to come to me and say, but Pastor, in John 17, his very prayer is written down. Yes, I know that's true, but I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the text of his prayer. Wouldn't you like to have heard him pray? I wonder what that sounded like. Well, first of all, it's probably in Hebrew, which is extremely beautiful to hear. Could have been in Aramaic. He spoke that too. It's recorded in Scripture. Could have been Chinese. He can speak anything he wants. Could have been, what is it we speak here? It's not English, but, oh, American. It comes out of English. It's slang, and he could talk in any way. Can you imagine listening to him? He's all alone with his Father. He's talking. He's speaking. Now, ushers, I want you to guard the doors. And if somebody begins to move with what I'm about to say, you throw your body, friend, next to, if somebody gets moving, you just throw yourself on them and pin them down. Because what I'm about to say is going to offend some of you, I think many of you, if you get the hint. I'm going to lay it on pretty thick. So hang on. If Jesus is talking to his Father, how do you think that went? Do you think he was yawning and like, okay, now what do I say? How great thou art. What else? In the beginning, God created. You think it was like, what? Don't you think it was passionate? Don't you think it was real? Don't you think it was intense? Even if it was silent, don't you think that it was absolutely of his every bit of his soul and being? If you can see Jesus thinking or living or praying that way, I think we ought to do the same. But we need to listen to this warning of his. Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 7, when you pray, do not use vain repetitions of words as do the heathen, the unbelievers, the ones that don't know me. For they think that they will be heard for their much speaking. Are you ready for this? That is a verse warning directly against routine prayer. It directly addresses rote prayer. It's in the face of repeated prayer. You say, wait a minute. Didn't Paul the Apostle pray 3 times for his body to be healed? Yes, he did. And he may have prayed more for all I know, but there's no fourth attempt recorded. I'm not knocking it. You hear what I'm saying? I'm not knocking if you pray 25 times. What I am knocking and what Jesus is saying, don't do this to me, that when you pray, you have this mechanical prayer. Bum. Jesus says, I don't want to hear that. Why? Because you can do it in your sleep. You can pull the string. Can you imagine? Say, Jack, what's the big deal? Oh, okay. You just get married. Okay, and you're brand new married, and you come home from work, both of you, you're there, you come walking in the door. Hi, how are you? How was your day? Fine, how was your day? It's fine. And that happens every day? Are you kidding me? That's not a relationship, that's insanity. You know, remember Fred Flintstone? Remember him and Barney? They go to work every day with the little lunchbox, same thing. And the same routine. Some people take that into their existence with God. Like he's some sort of a blind, deaf, nothing. Like he's a rock. Hey, Bruce, hey, okay, hey, God, all right, I'm out of here. What is that? He is God. He's eternal. He's alive. He loves you. His son died on the cross for you, and he wants to talk to you, and he wants to tell you things. All right, okay, Jack, I get the point. Okay, God, speak to me. You got 5 minutes. Okay. Try walking up to your husband or to your wife. Hey, I love you. Come on, we got 5 minutes. That's not love. That's ridiculous. Can you imagine walking to your boss tomorrow? You're going to go. You're going to go to your boss. Hey, boss, I know we're supposed to be here for 8 hours today, but I'm really into quality time. I tell you what, boss, I'm going to give you 4 hours of the best time you've ever seen, and then I'm out of here. You'll be fired. God, I'm going to give you 5 minutes, but I tell you, it's going to be the best 5 minutes I've ever prayed. It's not like that. Sometimes God touches us in a millisecond, in a nanosecond. He'll touch us. And sometimes, church, if you know what I'm talking about with this one, will someone encourage me here in a minute? Sometimes it can take a year or two before you begin to hear from God again, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be hearing from Him. Have you ever gone through a dry season where you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing and that you're walking with God, but you ain't feeling a thing? And it's like a desert, and it's like, God, where are you? And you check all your bases. Lord, did I do this? Did I do that? Something wrong? God, where are you? And it's almost as though the heavens seem like brass. And a year and a half breaks, or a 2 year period breaks, and God says, I was testing your faith. I was with you the whole time. I was wondering how long you would hang on. You passed the test. Next trial is in the shop being prepared for you. Seasons, dry times, difficult, whatever it is, challenges. But how can you exist with Him in a rote, repetition, mechanical way? It's impossible. God uses people who have a living, vital relationship with God. You say, Jack, that's what I want. I'm glad. When you throw your arms up to Him and you say, Lord, here I am. Send the guy sitting next to me. Lord, here I am. Use all those people. No, you say, Lord, here I am. And I have read your book. And I know that you are good. And I trust you. You say that in your youth. I tell you, the younger the better. I came to Jesus at 19 years of age. And I could kick myself for wasting 19 years. But God knows all things in His time.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called People God Can Use, a study taken from Luke chapter 6 and verses 12 through 26. We'll continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Now, you may know that we recently hosted the Southern California Bible Conference here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and the entire event is now available for purchase on either CD or DVD. Visit us at realradioactive.org to learn more. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous participation of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine. Amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.